If you're someone who has been feeling overlooked in your career and you are trying to advance, but you have been feeling like your contributions aren't being noticed and you're trying to go into the next level in your career, then this episode is for you because in today's episode, I'm sharing how you can go from being overlooked to being seen as a valued employee by simply communicating your impact. And impact is actually a framework that I'm breaking down for you to help you identify and communicate your impact so you can advance in your career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking a lot about value and impact. So if you are someone who is at the phase of your career where you're trying to advance into the next level, whether that is you want more responsibilities, new projects, you want a promotion, you want to step into leadership, whatever that next level looks like for you, you have a desire to operate at a higher level in your job and you're trying to land a job that is higher paying and higher impact, then one of the places you might have been struggling with advancing is that you're feeling overlooked. You're feeling like whether it's within your organization, your leaders are not seeing the value that you have in promoting you, or maybe you've been job searching, trying to apply for and land a higher level job. But as you're going on interviews or as you're talking to people, it seems like they're not really seeing your value and you're not getting those opportunities. If that's you and you're feeling overlooked, then today's episode is for you because I'm going to be talking about how you can go from feeling overlooked to valued by communicating your impact. Now, if for some reason this is the first episode of mine you've ever listened to, you might not have heard last week's episode where I talked about some reasons why you might have been overlooked in your career despite all your hard work. If that's the case, I want to definitely encourage you to check that episode out because I shared 5 specific reasons why you might be overlooked. And I think that will give you a bit of context for today's episode where I'm going to be sharing how do you then move from being overlooked to actually being seen as a valued, high value contributing employee that leaders want to promote, that leaders want to give responsibility to, that leaders want on their teams. How do you do that? Well, the main way you're going to do that is based on how you communicate. I said this last week also, where I talked about how communication is so important. And I know I had talked last week about how you have to be able to talk about your value in general. But I think one thing I didn't mention was, well, where do you communicate that value? Well, when you're trying to advance to the next level in your career, you need to be able to communicate in relationships. So when you're networking with people and talking to people who can give you opportunities, but you also absolutely need to be able to communicate when you are in interviews, because this is when you're positioning yourself as the best candidate for that role. And so you have to be able to help people see your ability to do that job and operate at a higher level. And when I say communicate, I'm not just saying talk about yourself or what you've been doing, because you can be doing a lot of things that are not as relevant or are not as high value or seen as high value by the main decision makers. You have to be able to talk about your impact. And again, last week I talked about how if you don't know your impact, it makes it easier for people to overlook you. I do and have often worked with women who feel like they're not having impact. They're like, I just do my job. Like, what do you mean by impact? Like, I don't know the difference I'm making in the organization. I just do my part. The thing that separates entry-level role from a mid-level role, from an executive-level role, is the impact that you're having on the team, on the department, on the organization. If you're trying to advance in your career, you cannot afford to not be able to clearly tell people the impact that you're having. You have to be able to say how you're making a difference, why your work matters. What is it about what you're doing that's different? Because that's what high-level employees do. Like, high-level leaders are shaping how the people in their team are experiencing work. High-level leaders are shaping the direction the organization is going in. High-level leaders are shaping outcomes for the organization. So if you're trying to advance to a higher level in your career, you have to be able to talk about the impact you have had. Because people who have the power to help you advance in your career, they care about impact, right? They are trying to advance somebody who's going to make a difference. Well, guess what? The only way they have of knowing if you can actually do this job and take the organization in the direction it wants to go or make a difference, the only way they can know if you can do that is based on your track record and your history. So when you can show that you have had impact in the past, then they are more able to buy into and believe that you can have impact in the future moving forward, which makes it more likely that you're going to land that high level job you're trying to land. So impact is super important. And so in this episode, I'm going to talk about how communicating your impact is what will help you go from feeling overlooked to valued. And again, I know that when you think about that word impact, even though most of the women I work with have a desire to make impact, to have impact, they often struggle to identify the impact they've already had. It's so easy, and I've seen this client after client after client, to undersell what you're doing, to think it just, like, anybody can do that. I just do it. Like, because something comes easy to you, you think that makes it less valuable. But it's like, no, just because something comes easy to you doesn't mean it comes easy to everybody else, one. And two, doesn't mean that it's easy or it's less valuable. It just means that it comes easy to you. That's it. But it can still be really high value and really impactful for the organization. Okay. You should take a shot for every time I say the word impact in this episode. I feel like we need to play some kind of game because I'm going to say impact a lot. But all that being said, in today's episode, I'm actually wanting to teach you how to identify your impact. And impact is a framework that I've come up with, an acronym that will help you identify your impact. So we'll talk through how you can identify your impact using those six steps and those letters, I-M-P-A-C-T. And when you learn to leverage this framework, you will find that that will help you go from feeling overlooked to being valued in your organization. And once you're valued, you're then more likely going to be able to advance into a higher level in your career. Now, before I jump into talking more about the impact framework, I do want to invite you, if you are someone who is like, this is resonating with you already, and you're like, yes, I want to advance in my career. I want a higher paying, higher impact job, but I've just been struggling to be seen and valued. Then I want to invite you to work with me in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn all about NLC and how we can work together one-on-one. But in this one-on-one coaching partnership, I'm going to help you position yourself as the ideal candidate, communicate your value and impact so you can land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence without compromising who you are. Again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com. If you go to that page, you can learn more about NLC, how to apply to work with me one-on-one so we can land you in your higher paying, higher impact role. Now that I've said that, let's jump into the impact framework and how you can communicate your impact. And we'll start with the I. So I stands for identify your high value contributions. And really, this just means take a moment and audit what you're doing in your day-to-day life or work. Think about what is valued by your organization. What does your manager see as being important? What do your leaders see as being important? Because one thing I've seen consistently across my clients is it's easy to feel like you're doing a lot. It's easy to feel like you're being productive. But when you pause and look back, you realize that you've been doing a lot of busy work. So yes, you've been doing a lot, but it's not valuable work. You haven't been doing things that your organization thinks is important and valuable. So sometimes we often can easily, like when you're head down just doing the work, it's easy to get sucked into the flow of just going through the motions. So I want you to just pause and you can start with a week-long audit. Like grab a document, create a table, one column for each day of the week, and then put rows for each hour and just do a time track. I recently just gave this assignment to another client of mine and she found it so valuable. Just track your time for a week. You might even track it for a month, depending on the kind of job you have. And then go back and look at your time tracker and see, how have you been spending your time? Were you doing a lot of busy work that maybe could have been done quicker or delegated to somebody else? Or were you doing things that actually align to your key performance indicators? And when I say key performance indicators, like think about what are the things that if you don't do them, your team is going to fall apart. If you don't do them, the project can't move forward. If you don't do them, your department is going to collapse. Like, what are the tasks that your work is a contingency for somebody else to do their work? What does your supervisor care about? What are they working on? And how does your work contribute to that? I want you to identify those tasks. And usually it's not everything we're doing. It's some of the things that we're doing. And so you can do a time track, do an audit to just see, what am I doing that is actually valuable to my team, to my department, and to my organization? When you do that, you'll start to see, okay, where do I need to spend more of my time? And where might I need to spend less of my time? Because this is just busy work that is not really moving the organization forward. And then as you also look at your task, can you connect what you're doing to your organization's strategic goals? For most organizations, they start a year, a three-year period, a five-year period, whatever it may be. They have this like strategic goal, strategic vision, whereas here's where we're going as an organization, right? Like, here's what we want to achieve. And usually, if you break it down and you come down and you look at different teams, different departments, different units in the organization, each unit or department in some way, shape, or form is probably contributing to that big strategic vision, strategic goal. Can you connect your individual contributions to what your organization is working towards? Any of the tasks that you are responsible for that you can make that connection for, that is high value because that is moving the organization towards its goal and its vision. So that's your first step, is going to be identifying your high value contributions to the organization. Then the second thing you need to do to identify your impact is the M, and M stands for measure and document your results. Measure and document your results. Again, when you're head down doing the work, just going through the motions, it's easy to lose track of the outcomes of what you're doing. Yes, you're doing a lot of things, but what's happening on the other end of the lot of things that you're doing? A lot of times we don't see that outcome. It's like we're just working, working, working. It's like you're a worker bee. And if you're trying to advance to a higher level, you can't just be a cog in the wheel worker bee. You have to be a decision maker, a strategic thinker, right? So when you measure, when you pause to measure and document your results, it allows you to start visibly seeing the tangible outcomes of all those tasks that you were identifying from the first step. So if you don't already keep a work journal, I definitely encourage you to. It's something I tell almost all my clients to do. You need to keep a work journal to track what you're doing, track what you're achieving, and stop relying on your brain. Too many of us are relying on our brain to tell us what we've done. It's like, girl, you could barely remember what you did last week. You sure as heck aren't going to remember what you did at work for the past 6 months. You need to keep a work journal and keep a success log where you're tracking every outcome, every result that you are achieving in your career. I recommend that you put a date on your calendar, whether it's a weekly date, whether it's a monthly date, just putting a time on your calendar where you sit down and just reflect on, what did I do this past week? What came out of it? What did I do this past month? What came out of it? What were the projects we worked on? What were new tasks I did? What was I responsible for? What came out of it? And then as you're measuring and documenting, I want you to track both the quantitative and the qualitative outcomes. Quantitative meaning, can you think about actual numbers when it comes to your results? Did you save time? Did you increase efficiency? Did you increase retention? Did you increase revenue? Did you reduce cost? Like, think of tangible numbers. And you don't always have to have directly done this, but did your work contribute to that outcome? Track those quantitatively. Then qualitatively, think about the words, the kudos, the comments that you got. Did a client email you? Did your manager send you a message? Or like keeping track of when people are like, oh, good job. This really helped. Thanks for speeding this up. Keep track of when people are qualitatively telling you about your result. So that's the M, measure and document your results. Then the third thing you're going to need to do, which is the P, is position your contributions to align with the organization's goals. Again, position your contributions. Remember, the I was to identify your high value contribution. So you already know what you're doing. But now how can you position what you're doing to match up with, to align with the goals of your organization and the company? So what do I mean when I say this? It's not enough for you to just identify what you're doing. You need to be able to talk about what you're doing in a way that makes sense for the context of what the company is focused on. Can you talk about your tasks, talk about your results in a way that aligns with the things that the company cares about? What is the language your leaders are using when they talk about their vision for the company, when they talk about their priorities? What is the language your manager is using when they lead team meetings and talk about the focus? Reflect on how they are talking about the goals of the team, the department, the organization, or their vision, the impact they want to have. Reflect on that and try to see if you can talk about your own contributions using that language and how you can directly make connections between your contributions to what they are trying to achieve. When you do this, this is how you start to show impact. This is how you can say, here's what I'm doing. Here's how it matches with what we want to achieve as a company, as an organization. So you have to be able to position what you're doing to the organization's outcomes. And when you're doing that, I also want you to think about, how can you show initiative? How can you show where you took responsibility for something, where you weren't just waiting for something to be assigned to you? You weren't just waiting for your manager to tell you something, but you actually took the lead. You recommended a new way of doing something. You solved a problem. You saw a problem and you solved it. Like, how can you identify how you're showing initiative or how you showed initiative in all these tasks that you identified? That's another way that you can then show your ability to lead and to have impact. So far we've talked about the I, which is identify your high value contributions. M is measure and document your results. And P is position your contributions to align with the company's goals. So that brings us to the A when it comes to communicating your impact so you can advance in your career. And A stands for advocate through regular updates. You must not be someone who is just waiting for your work to speak for itself. Because girl, your work ain't saying nothing. I mean, it's saying something, but people ain't listening. Okay, are you tracking? Like, people don't have time to come find out what your work is saying. So you have to advocate for your work. And one of the ways you do that is by regularly updating the people in charge of you so that they can see the work that you're doing. You have to tell your leaders what you're doing, how you're making a difference. And now at this point, you know what to tell them, right? You've figured out what you're doing. You figured out how it connects to the organization's goals. You have made it match up. So now you know how to update your manager, your supervisor, your team leaders, whoever it may be. But you can't just wait for your annual or semi-annual evaluation to then talk about what you've been doing. If you're waiting till then, it's too late. You should be proactively setting up monthly, maybe bi-monthly meetings with your team lead, with your department, so that you can update them on what you have accomplished. You can tell them what you're doing. And during these meetings, this is also a time for you to even check that the work that you're doing truly does align with the high priority tasks for the organization, like that you're not just doing busy work. This is time for you to ask for feedback so you can keep improving, right? One way you can do this is think about sending impact recaps. So whenever you all are done with a project or a quarter has just ended, just send in a summary that's updating people on what was accomplished, the goals that were met, the results that came out, and your contributions, right? And one way that you can do that is you can use language like, I wanted to highlight the progress we've made so far, just keeping everybody in the loop on what we've done, here's what we've accomplished, right? Like, just phrasing it in a way that makes it beneficial and valuable for the entire team and organization. But when you are able to advocate for your work, this is how you start going from being overlooked to being valued, because now you're speaking for your work. You're putting a spotlight on your work. You're marketing your work and people can see, huh, she's valuable. She's impactful. She's doing things in the organization. So that's the A, advocate through regular updates. And then the C is communicate with confidence. I said this at the beginning of this episode. If you're trying to advance to a higher level in your career, you need to be able to communicate. And not just communicate, you need to be able to communicate your value. And one of the things that I have noticed as a pattern, really, with a lot of the women I work with, I work a lot with Christian women. I think because I speak about my faith, I attract women of faith. And one thing I've noticed, especially recently, is that the word humility has been used to oppress a lot of women in general, but especially Christian women. For some reason, we have taken humility to mean silence. We have taken humility to mean self-deprecating. We have taken humility to mean hiding. But if you look up the word of humility, it's not synonymous with self-deprecating or silence. Humility means to have a low esteem of yourself, which makes, in my book, perfect sense. Because as Christians, the person who should be getting the esteem and the glory is God, is our Heavenly Father. And if I'm being silent about what I've been able to accomplish by the grace of God, then all I'm doing is hiding what God has allowed me to be able to accomplish. I'm not being humble. I'm hiding things. But like, it's one thing to talk about what you've done and give glory where it's due, acknowledge support where you got it. That's very different from coming in pompous and, you know, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And, you know, you couldn't have achieved this without me. Like, that's prideful. That's bragging. We don't want to do that. But when you communicate what you have done, when you talk about what you have achieved, literally all you're doing is stating facts. That's not bragging. If I tell you that I landed a $3 million federal grant that I worked with a colleague in just 12 days and we got the grant, it's a fact. It happened, which it did happen. I'm not bragging. Am I proud of it? Yes, I am. And I also know we wouldn't have been able to do that without the grace of God. If God hadn't given us the words to say, the partners to seek, the way to position ourselves, if God didn't want it to happen, it would not have happened. So I can tell you I got this massive accomplishment. It's a fact. I'm not bragging. But what I've noticed is that a lot of women, especially Christian women, struggle to talk about their achievements because they think it's doing the most. I'm bragging. I don't want to take all the credit. I'm being prideful. And I think some of that is also you just haven't been taught how to communicate your accomplishments in a way that's factual. Right? Like, how do you talk about what you've done in a way that shows, hey, I'm stewarding the gifts that were given to me. I'm helping the company. I'm helping the organization. I'm not bragging. I'm not saying we couldn't have done this without me. I'm just telling you how I contributed. And if you keep thinking that talking about what you've done is bragging, is prideful, it's doing the most, then you will not communicate with confidence because you don't believe that you should be communicating what you've done at all. You don't believe in it. And when you don't believe in it, you won't talk about it. And if you don't talk about it, people won't know that you're doing it. And if people don't know that you're doing it, you're gonna be overlooked. Do you see the connection? Do you see it? I hope you do. You absolutely have to be able to confidently communicate what you have been contributing to your organization. When you can communicate what you've done, this is how you go from being overlooked to being valued in your organization. So that's the C, communicate with confidence. And again, at this point, if you have done the first four steps, communicating becomes easier, right? Because you've identified your valuable work tasks already. You have measured and documented your results. So you know the outcomes you've achieved. You have been able to position it to connect with the organization, right? Like, you know the match, you know how what you're doing matters to the organization, and you've been advocating for yourself. So now you just need to talk about it. Like, you're not making things up. You're not fudging. You're not exaggerating. You just talk about what you've already identified. If you don't talk about it, people are not going to know you're doing it. Like, I'm just going to tell you right now, if you want to advance in your career, you need to talk about it. You need to talk about what you're doing. You just do. And then that brings me to the final step of this process of communicating your impact, which is you have to track your growth and reflect on your progress. So yes, you've been measuring your results, but now you need to, like, at bigger chunks every quarter, every year, really just look back and track the big outcomes you've had and reflect on how you contributed to those outcomes. Take a moment to also reflect on how you have been stewarding the talents that God has given you. How have you been stewarding the talents to use them to achieve these outcomes? In this tracking and reflecting, you also want to pause and just think about, how would you have been unable to achieve any of these if God hadn't played a role? Like, how can you identify places where God opened a door, He gave you an opportunity, He made a connection for you? Like, how can you start doing that? Because this is what will help you really remain in that position of faith as opposed to fear, and gratitude as opposed to discontentment and selfishness. And this will help keep you motivated to stay engaged in the process, keep working, being engaged about your work, and continuing to have impact. When you pause and track your growth, you can see how you've made a difference so far. You can see the difference your work is making, which makes you want to keep working and keep seeing more difference in your work. And so that's last step, tracking your growth. Reflect on the outcomes, reflect on how you've been stewarding things, reflect on the journey so far. This really just allows you to not lose sight of what matters and not lose sight of what you have done so far. And while you're tracking growth, this also allows you to check in with, what are my personal goals? What are my professional goals? Am I still working towards those? And another thing I will say that I think is important in this part is when you are having this sit down with yourself to track and reflect, make sure you're praying before and after and really asking God to be present with you in this moment, thanking Him for the opportunities He's given you, but also really asking for clarity, for direction, for guidance, for purpose, asking Him to close doors that you don't want to walk through. And so when you're tracking, this really helps you see the long vision, right? This is different from when I said M, measure and document results. That's week to week, day to day. What are the outcomes? So when you sit down for this track growth, you're going back to that success log, that success journal, and looking over the past 3 months, the past 6 months, the past year to just see what was the big picture of all the individual things I've been doing. Let me tell you, this is so valuable. And I'm saying this as someone who, I don't do this enough. Like, as I'm telling you to do this, I'm thinking to myself, girl, you need to do this more. Because in my role, we always have annual evaluations where we have to document and talk about everything we've done over the year. And I, for some reason, I just always wait until the last minute. And I'm like, I don't remember what I did. Like, I'm literally calling my collaborators. What did we get published this year? Like, what was the conference we presented at? What did we do? Like, I've forgotten. Like, when I first started my career, I was better at when we did something, I would add it to my CV. And so when it comes time for annual evals, I was able to go there and see everything. But I think since I got tenure, I've just become so lax. I need to do better because annual eval comes and I'm like, I'm literally like, this happened to me just last week where I got a manuscript accepted in a journal. And I remember thinking, oh, this is all I've published. And then I looked and I was like, no, I published like three other things earlier in the year that I've totally forgotten about. And so I'm saying that to say, like, it's easy to lose sight of the big picture of your career and the big picture of the difference that you're making. And when you lose sight of that big picture, that's when you start to get into that phase of, I'm not making a difference. This is all for nothing. What is the point? And that could get you feeling discouraged in your career journey. But if you're someone who's trying to advance into a higher level in your career, which means you want a higher paying, higher impact job, then you have to be able to just pause and reflect on the impact you've already had. When you see the impact you've already had, it will motivate you to keep going in your career. So there you have it, the 6-step process to help you communicate with impact so you can go from being overlooked to valued in your career, in your field, and in your organization. Quick recap, the I is to identify your high value contributions. The M is to measure and document your results. The P is to position your contributions to align with organizational outcomes. The A is advocate through regular updates. The C is communicate with confidence. And the T is track growth and reflect on stewardship. If you use this 6-part framework, I promise you, you'll never have to wonder ever again, how am I making a difference? What is the impact I'm having? And you will stop feeling overlooked in your careers because your leaders will start seeing how you're contributing to the organization. Now, if you have a desire to advance into your next level, your higher level job, and you're like, I still am struggling with figuring out impact. I don't know how to talk about what I've done. I'm not interviewing well. My resume is a hot mess. I don't know how to really position myself for this role. Then I want to invite you to work with me in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. Next Level Career is a 6-month one-on-one coaching partnership that was built for women who want to advance into higher paying, higher impact roles or thrive in higher paying, higher impact roles without sacrificing your health or well-being or compromising who you are. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn all about how we can work together in this one-on-one partnership to help you land your higher paying, higher impact role. On that page, you'll also see how you can submit an application to work with me. And after submitting your application, if this is a good fit, you'll get on a sales call with me where we'll talk more about your goals and how I can help you and go from there. Again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com. If you're ready to advance into your next level job with faith and confidence, check out Next Level Career and let me be your coach and help you land your higher paying job. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will catch you on the next episode.